Okay, so.
Are we gonna go later?
So, yeah, we could. So, Hadke Bandruna, we started the case of Hadke Bandruna. So we read the Rush last time. So Hadke Bandruna was a case of Shavi Shalom Machum Nezek. So the Rush says, Umistavra Demari Shech Nisu Lachader Vasagru Batocho. The Rush says that the case here is where you actually have to put the person sort of in the Andruna. Aval im haya kfar b'chadar v'sagar lava pesach gram nazikin havei kamar parts gadu b'fnei abahemis chaver v'yatzav v'navda. He says, but if the guy's just there and you close the box, that's just grama. So you actually have to put the guy into the box. Okay. So then let's see the Namuk Yosef, and the Namuk Yosef is going to drive this in a different direction from the Shita of the Ramah and push this into the direction of another sugya that really. We didn't try to answer. Yeah, we just said like it seems that the Rush is really making this about Nizke Mamon kind of, because it's kind of like it's a grumma type issue, and he's sort of getting around the grumma issue, and we wanted to know what the chavala was. But even
like the pushing seems incidental.
We talked about that. Yeah, in terms of what the loss is.
It's not the damage, the pushing.
Unless you hold the sheves. In other words, if you say it's sheves.
No, I just mean like he's taking like this literal thing that he pushed him in, but really the thing is locking the door, not pushing the guy in.
Right.
Because if you just push somebody into a corner and then like, oh, they can walk the hell out.
No, I know. I think he means it's part of one thing though. You put him in there and lock the door, but I see what you're saying. It's not so much what you do to him, it's what you do to the door. Okay, we're going to get closer to that observation that you're right. The chavala, and if you see it as a kind of like you've locked him and the lock is the thing, then yes, you haven't really, in terms of what you did, they had nothing to do. It wouldn't be any different if he was there or not.
The rush has to push it.
You need two things.
If he was there and you didn't push him in and you locked the door, why is that not the same exact thing?
Yep. But if you hold it sheves, then you get a. If you hold shev, in other words, the overarching issue that runs through all this is whether sheves is something unique to chavalos, and then you don't have to worry about grama because all of the chavalos get around grama, like refoy. You know, the chavalos don't require, you know, a workaround for grama. They it's an onesh. So if you hold that it's sheves and you're paying for Sheves, then you don't have to worry about so much about grama. The problem is the rush seems to hold that you do have to worry about grama. That's why you have to have this hands-on thing. And then your question becomes germane, because then it is, okay, Sheves isn't unique to Chavalos. Apparently Sheves goes beyond HaChovel. So if it goes beyond HaChovel, you need a grama solution. So you're saying, okay, so if this has to be Mazik B'Yadayim, where's the B'Yadayim in terms of the Nezek? If you hold it's locking the thing, then it should be the same either way. Who cares if you push him in? Right, I get it. That's a totally reasonable question. Maybe we'll come back to it. Let's just set up the whole picture and then we'll come back and figure out, brush it up. So then we have the so the Namuk Yosef, it's interesting. So there's a Rama that insinuates himself into this sugya by using the Hadke Bandruna case as a raya for a shita in another case. And the way he understands Hadke Bandruna and uses it as a raya for a shita in another case expands the case. So I just have to. It's a case we did. I don't know how many years ago we did this case, though. Probably a long time ago. So if you remember this case, Amar le Rav Chista le Rami Bar Chama, lo havis gavan beursa betchuma di boilon milim al yasa. Says you weren't with us that night on Shabbos where there was this great question that was asked. Amar my milim al yasa. What was this great thing? Amar le hader bechatzer chaver shalom idaito. If you stay in someone's house and they don't know about it, right? Or, you know, you stay in someone's house, they don't kick you out. That wasn't that long ago?
I think it was like a year ago.
All right, I don't remember. This is the Zenen of Zelo Chassid thing. This was only a year ago?
Yeah.
All right. So, Tzarek, do you have to pay the schar or not? Hechidami. Ilema b'chatzer delo kaim el agra. If it was something that they didn't rent, v'gavar delo avad lemigar, and a guy who didn't rent, so zelo nena v'zelo chaser. No question. Ella b'chutzer dekaima la'agra. No, so it was a chutzer that somebody rented. V'gavra dava l'migar zenen of zechutzer. So if he's a renter and they rent the place, straight up, zenen of zechutzer. There's no question he's chayav. Lotzricha b'chutzer de lo kaima la'agra v'gavra dava l'migar. So the only question is where he's a nena and you're not chutzer. So the Gemara sets up every case except leaves out the case of where the guy's a chasser and you're not a nana. It gives you, it says, the question, the Gemara leaves it as whether you have to pay the schar. The Gemara leaves the question at you are a nana, but he's not a chasser. But what about the case where he's a chasser and you're not a nana? So Tosfos takes up that case. Like, let's say he has a hotel that he rents, okay, but you're not a renter. You have a house next door, so technically you're not a nana. In the sense that you're not a omed lemigar, as the Gemara says. You just show up there.
The door or whatever, what did you do?
No, you actually stayed there.
Oh,
but
you stayed in his
the classic case.
You had an alternative.
Yeah, you had an alternative. So you're not considered. You didn't make any money on the night in terms of hana because you didn't save yourself any money because
you
could have gone right next door.
Might be a nice
room. Yeah. Okay, that might be a consideration. Yeah. So this is
get away
this.
For your wife.
So this is a case that you're not Avid Lamegar. All right, so then Satoso says, Zenen of Zen Chasser Hu. That's the question of the Gemara. He says, Afilu b'chatzer de kaim la agra v'gavra de lo Avid Lamegar, even in a case where the chatzer is rented and you're someone who doesn't rent. So there's the case where you are not a nene and they are a chasser, right? So Havi Matzi Lameimar the Potter. So if you're not a nene and he is a chasser, right, and you just happen to displace someone from his hotel room by staying there, Tosa says you're Potter. Kaven Shalo Nene, Afal Pisha Garam Hefsed Lechavero. Even though you created a Hefsed, you're Potter because that's Grama. All you did was make it so that another guy couldn't pay him. But you're not a nene, so that's it.
He doesn't say what you just said. He just says, aren't you adding something to it?
Afal pishe garm hefsed lechavero? How am I garm the hefsed if I don't bump someone off? I'm garm a hefsed.
Say what you said again?
I'm saying that you stayed in the room so that room wasn't available anymore. And right. And so you're not a nene because you have a place next door.
Right.
But he is a chasser. So they're saying, so in that case, all it is grama. At best.
Okay.
At best it's grama because at best, what you did was made it so that room, he lost $50 on the room. But you're not a nana. So Tosa says that's grama.
How can you say you're not a nana?
Okay, we're going to read that.
Hold on.
It's a machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim.
If you say it's hektesh, that room, you sleep in it?
He says grama or you're inferring it's grama?
Well, he says, let me finish the Tosa. I think I'm pretty sure I'm right about the grama thing. Because he says, Afal pishe garam hesel chavero, da filu gersho chavero mi beso v'nal delis b'funav ein ze ela grama ba'alma. Pretty much grama. Yeah. So he says that even if you went and you dragged the guy out, right? And so he lost this, you know, there's no way that even in the most extreme case of displacing occupancy from his hotel, you're dealing with grama at worst in terms of infraction. So he says if you're not a nena, you're putter. The only way to make you chayev when a guy loses money is if you're a nena. And maybe he doesn't even have to be a chasser, but you certainly have to be a nena.
What does that have to do with the grama, though? How does the fact that I'm a nana make it now not grama?
We did that when we did Zenana of Zenal Chasser. You mean how does it doesn't make that it's not grama, it just means that you're chayev for hana anyway. Remember when we learned this? You're chayev for hana. The only thing is that we're not makbid, we don't force you to pay the hana. But if the guy is if there's a chisaron, so then we definitely make you pay. If there's no chisaron,
only if he's nana,
yeah.
You have to pay for the hana that you got.
Yeah, but it.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's still a grama either way.
Well, you're paying for the hana, not for the chisaron.
I'm saying you're not paying for the mechanism of grama.
You're paying for hana, tashlumi hana.
Right, I'm saying because you still have the issue of grama.
But you're not paying for the hefsed; you're paying for your hana.
Hefsed triggers it, but the nana is what you're paying for.
Yeah, you tashlumi hana.
But I'm saying
you never pay for the grama.
You never pay for grama.
Nope.
So in this case.
Grama.
Even when you're nana, you're not really paying for the grama.
Correct. Right.
You're paying because you happen to get enjoyment, so it's like a mass type thing.
Yeah.
More than
anything.
Well, we have to pay for
we'll call it hana, tashlumi hana, not the knas. So, Okay, so if you look at the Namuk Yosef on that sugya, because Tosos is bringing up, you know, Tosos is saying, addressing the obvious case that wasn't addressed, because you had Zenana v'zeh chaser, Zelonana v'zeh chaser, and then you had Zenana v'zeh eno chaser, but you didn't have Zeh chaser v'zeh eno nana, and that was the Tosos case. Tosos said, in a case of Zeh chaser v'zeh eno nana, it's grama. So the Namuk Yosef says, v'chotzer dekaim la'agra v'gavra delo avid lamegar lo his kiruhu. V'kosru bali tosos shezeh poshet shu poter kimevato kiso shel chavero. He says, so he quote, he says, Tosos clearly says that that case over there is just being mevato kiso shel chavero. It's a straight case of grama. He says, oh, ki ahad ke lechavero be'indruna shem peturim. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, a Gemara in Yerushalmi, Baal Metzia, and he quotes a Gemara in the Yerushalmi, apparently, that holds hadke be'indruna is poter. Okay, at least according to the Bali Tosos. The Hadke Ba'indruna is really potter, similar to kicking someone out of a hotel, because it's just grama, right? Hadke Ba'indruna, you block a guy in a thing, he can't make money, that's just grama.
Argumar says you're chayef.
Argumar says you're chayef. He quotes the Yerushalmi, and I'm not sure.
So you're saying why, if not in the other Gemara, it seems like you're not.
The other Gemara, it seems like you're not, similar to this similar to the case, to the Bali Tosos here, of where you're kicking a guy out of his house, because all it is grama, kicking someone out of the hotel, or preventing the guy from making money. So then the Namuk Yosef says, Vara azal kasav shekolagonim.
The business is renting out those rooms in that case.
Yes. We're going to get further into it. I know your questions. We'll drill into it. He says,
my question is an observation.
Oh, yeah, but there's obviously many differences in Hadkein Drun and this thing, but yes, that is more of a Shevis type of thing. This is a direct business type of thing. He says, "Varazal kusav shekolagonim pe'echad omrim shu chayev." He says, but everybody really holds hadkip and druna is chayev. Okay, even though there's one gemara, there's the Bali Tosfos and the Yerushalmi that seem to say hadkip and druna is poter. The gaonim pretty much say go like our gemara in the Bavli. Velo dami levato kiso lechiso. Velo dami lemevato kiso. I think there's a mistake. I have to just see what it is. Velo dami levato kiso, and there's a correction. Ulahadke, not sarach lomer ulahaduke. Okay. Velo dami levato kiso ulahaduke lechavre. Dahasam grama ba'almahu aval bakan. So over there, where you lock a guy in a room, where you lock a guy in a place. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. I should go back, because I think he says, I think what it means, the gaonim pe echad omrim shu chayev, means where you kick the guy out of the hotel. When the Tosos case, Gersho Chavero Mibeso.
So what's that?
Okay, here. Yeah, I'm sorry. So the mistake was, so he's saying Pe Echad, everyone disagrees with Tosos and says when you kick someone out of there, the hotel, and you stay there, you're definitely chayev, and that's not like Hadke Ben Druna, where you could theoretically hold that you're potter, because that's grama.
Oh,
why?
Cases that where you have a house next door.
Yes, and you stay there, and the guys, and
you're not considered,
and that other guy is considered a chaser. So Tosfos says that's grama. So the Namuk Yosef says no. All the gonim hold really your chayev there, and you can't compare that to Hadke Ben Druna. So even if you hold Hadke Ben Druna is potter, you can't compare the hotel case. Why? He says, Aval Bakan, he says, Dahasam Grama Ba'almahu. By Hadke Ba'indruna, it's Grama Ba'alma. Aval Bakan, Shadarba Va'achal Perusav Chayev. He says, but here, you stayed in the hotel. Like, it's like he ate the guy's fruit. So even if you want to say you're not a nene financially, like you didn't save any money.
The nature of the business is to rent a room, and you rent the room. Whether you could have stayed somewhere else. Is there relevant?
No, you didn't rent the room. You stayed there. Shalom midaito. Hadar v'chazachar shalom midaito. You snuck in. So all you did is you cost the guy money.
You didn't get any money.
You cost the guy because you couldn't rent it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can't.
But you're not a nena halakhli because you didn't save any money because you had your own place.
You have your room.
It's so interesting because even though like that the transaction is over that usage, not in other words, if he had that usage.
I know, but we always do that. So here you have to define him as a nena. So the nena, the whole point of Ovid Lemigar, otherwise the Gemara would never care about Ovid Lemigar. Ovid Lemigar means that you are someone that needs a place. That matters.
Yeah.
It just happens to be. So the Nemuki Yofsa says that everyone would agree that this is that Hadki Ben Druna is fundamentally different than the case of kicking someone out of the hotel room and staying there. He says, because when you stay there in the guy's hotel room, you're ochel perusov. You're actually eating, you're actually being nene objectively, kind of, let's say. You're actually enjoying the chisaron. Bevadai teida she'ilu ochel adam perus chavero chayav afal pi shelo nena klal. Even if you're not halakhli nena, you're like, you're essentially nena.
I don't know how you could say you're not nena if you're eating perus.
That's what kind of what he's saying. There's some irony in that. He's being ironic in a way.
You can't say you have perus at home, but yeah. Now you still have perus.
Right. So there's the mamonis, and you can see it's a machlokus, right? So you see Tosas has a shita because he holds that nana is a purely mamonis. It's a money-saving proposition. And the other shitas, you can understand, you know, you can sort of glimpse from the outside that it has something to do with the sensual experience itself.
We
definitely did it. Umihu ilu lo darba, and here's where it matters to us. But if you didn't stay there, let's say you didn't stay there. Ella shesagar
kol,
right? Ella shesagar kol hashana potter, right? But so the Ra'ah says, but if you just lock the door, for sure you're potter. The only chiddush, the only point would be that if you stayed there, you'd be chayev. But if you just prevented the guy from renting it, you'd be potter. V'ken kasev haridva. Dekashelo darba grama ba'almahu. Right? So now we're getting close to the Hadkei Ben Druna case. So Hadkei Ben Druna case is getting similar to locking the guy's hotel so that no one can come in. V'ken kasev haramazal kishedarba chayev. Midi dehavi ochel ochel nizit. Achal nizkim the alma dezeh chaser vezelo nena dezeh chaser vezelo nena. Right, so he agrees that you would be chayev if you stayed in the guy's place because you sort of ate the nezek.
I'm getting confused back there.
Same case. You stay in the guy's place.
Yeah.
If he's a chaser, even if you have a place down the street, you're definitely chayev, according to the Ramah. Ella shecholek va'amar desheva shaloba makam nezek nami kagon dahad keben druna chayev. But he says, so he says that you're definitely chayev if you stay in the place. But he adds another point. He says, well, you're chayev in that case because you're ochel perusov. You're like a nena. You're kind of like a nena. I know, but we just said, like you just said, that you actually stay there. Your whole point was that the guy really, how could you call him not a nana? They agreed with you. They agreed with you. Tosos didn't, but the other guys liked your thing. They said, if you ate the peros, you're a nana. I don't care what you saved money, didn't save money. They think like you. It's your version of... Okay, but so they're quoting, so the reason that I'm reading this, I went a long way to find this, is because the Ramah over here says that even if you didn't stay there, but you just locked the door, you'd be chayev. Why? Because sheva shelo b'makom nezek, kon v'chadkei b'andruna chayev. Kid isu v'perek ha'chovel, that's our Gemara. V'kol heched dekaim la'agra, v'garm la'afsedo, la'afsude, kagon degazlamine, afagav delo darbo chayev.
Shem what?
Sheves.
But I'm saying the thing that we just said a second ago was because of Hanah.
Now it's sheva shelo b'makom nezek.
You just locked the door, that has nothing to do with that.
Nothing. Sheva shelo b'makom nezek, baby. It's Hadkei Ben Druna. Because he holds, if you hold Hadkei Ben Druna's Chayev Mishum Sheves, like we do in our Gemara in the Bavli, right? If you hold Hadkei Ben Druna's Chayev, so the Ramah says that locking the place is Hadkei Ben Druna.
Again, they're not comparable at all.
One's comes with a person.
This is his business, and now you're preventing from the guy from doing business, which is classic Sheves.
Which is classic Grum or Sheves?
No,
Sheves. You think it's more Sheves to lock the hotel?
I mean, no. you're taking a
but isn't Sheves? Yeah, but isn't Sheves Kavala? Isn't Sheves when a guy recovers from his injury?
That's what Sheves is.
Okay, I'm just applying it like more commercial.
Oh, you're like the Ramah. So you argue with him, you like him.
I don't know what the hell I'm saying anymore.
Well, I'm saying, okay, so here are the cases. We have two what seem like very different cases. They're brought together by the Nemuki Yosef noticing that the Ramah uses Hadke Bandruna as a raya to have a more extreme position even than the Rishonim who hold Yerchayev on Ochel Perusav Shelzeh. The Ramah has the most extreme position. He says, Tosa says you're putter if you kick the guy out of the hotel, even if you just remove him. And he holds your putter apparently.
What's the case?
Where you gerish chaver mibeso. You kick him out of the, you move, you displace someone from the room.
Oh, okay.
Right? You cause a loss. That case, though, that's the end of the Tosfos. He says, afilu, in our case where he was talking about you stay there and you're not a nana, you're putter. He says, afilu, da afilu gershu, it should, they change the gershu to another word that's probably more grammatically correct. Chaf. Afilu gerash. Gerish chavero mibeso, vanal delis befunov, einze elegram ba'alma. Even if you, whatever that means, you displaced.
In that case, you're not renting your business.
No, but.
You're enjoying his own property.
No, I think it means someone who's renting.
Yeah.
Someone who's going to rent.
So you kicked out somebody's tent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you cost the guy money.
Money.
Huh? Yeah.
So you kicked out his tenant, he's not going
to
pay the bomb.
It's mavato kiso. You cost him the night. You convinced someone not to stay in the hotel. Right. I don't know what you did. You're like, right. This hotel's closed. And the guy left.
Right.
So even in that case, you're putter, because it's grandma. Okay? So the Nemuki also says, no, well, there are shitas that the Gaonim hold. Really, if you stay there, you're chayev. But those shitas don't say anything about locking the place up. Right. They would hold that locking, so they're... So
right,
the,
you might not know what they hold by locking.
Well, so it's clear that they... So that's why you have the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, im lo darba, elishasagar, kolashana, putter. Because pretty much everyone would say that if you just lock it up, you're putter because you're not a nana. So then the Ramah comes along and says, no, if you lock it up, you're chayev, and I'll tell you why. It's Sheva Shalova Malkum Nezek. It's Hadke Bandruna. Okay, so now that's why we did this. So now we're back to Hadke Bandruna. So you see that Hadke Bandruna by the Ramah is being used as in terms of Sheves, and it doesn't seem like he's taking it away from Sheves. He's just saying that Sheves is applying even to the case of a hotel where there's no chavala at all. You're just locking the door.
Sheves is when you what?
Sheves is one of the things that you pay for a chovel where you injure a guy and then he has to rest. Yeah, exactly. Where's the chavala? We said okay, the chavala is Hadke Bandruna.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but where is the hotel? Yeah, exactly. Where's the so how
loss
does he
of revenue, baby?
Huh?
Loss of revenue.
That's not a that's Nezikin. That's not chavala.
Yeah.
No, it's not Nezikin. Maybe for you, it's not for Nezikin. You might feel it. You might feel it personally.
I mean, it's just in his lashon is va'amar the sheves shelo b'makom nezek nami kigon da hadki bandruna. So he clearly used it as a raya. So what do we do with that? So the next thing we... Huh? No, it's the ketos. Everybody else, every shita pretty much says that the only way to be chayev in the hotel if you cost the guy money is if you stay there. Nothing else that you could do costing the guy money would make you chayev because it's all grumma. The Ramah comes along and says, no, if you lock the door, you're chayev. Why are you chayev if you lock the door? Because it's like Hadke Bandruna. Hadke Bandruna, you see, you're chayev, and that's Sheva Shalob B'makom Nezek. So this is Sheva Shalob B'makom Nezek, because this is Kaimel Agra. It's a big chiddush because, you know, you have a couple of options. You can either say that Sheves applies even to cases where there's no chavala. That's one way to go with that. If that's the case, how do you get around the grumma problem? Then you have to get around the grumma problem somehow and just say, listen, as long as there's no grumma, there's such a thing as Sheves. Or you could say there's some sort of chavala here. But it's not clear which way the Rama is going just from that. He's just saying that here is Sheva Shalobu Makum Nezek, we can apply it to this case of a hotel. And the question is, what is the application? Is this in lieu of Grumma? Does Grumma matter then? Because in a straight case of Sheves, it would seem that Grumma doesn't really matter. The whole point of Sheves is that you pay for his lost wages. You pay for the fact that he can't work. That is the definition of Grumma. Sheves is a Grumma proposition by nature. So you shouldn't have to get around Grumma once you're talking about Sheves. But then if you can apply Sheves to a case which isn't HaChovel, then you're going to have lots of trouble with Grumma. You're going to be able to apply Sheves in a lot of cases.
So, we'll apply it in those cases. Find no problem.
Like if I go and I take a bat and smash your car and destroy it, I'm chayav for tashlumen for the car, right? Or I steal your car. I'm chayav in tashlumen. But no one would say that I'm chayav in Sheves because you can't get to work.
So maybe you're chayav for rental car, like insurance company. You have to replace.
I'm only chayav for your hefsid. I'm sure of that.
You don't have to pay for the rent.
I don't have to pay for your missed work. That's for sure.
Maybe you have to pay for my rent.
What would that prove?
That just shows that you, in other words, you have to replace.
No,
But I'm talking about Sheves. I'm not obligated to pay for your lost wages. We both agree on that. And the Rama agrees on that too. He doesn't say that any case where I damage something and it makes it so that you can't work, that means I'm chayav Sheves. He applies it uniquely over here. It seems to be. Okay?
Here it's the whole essence of this room is to be rented out. And it's hard to say this isn't like a classic Grumma only because the nature of the room itself, you're directly affecting the usage that the room is designated for.
I think there's another variable here that you're not focusing on. Not just
more metaphysical than this.
Then not just the fact of the that this guy lost money, but I think we have to look. I think we have to look deeper into the sources to flesh that out.